Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now a dozen years or more. He is he's one of the best business operators and management minds that I've ever known. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. Actually, I think they have a new name. I'll get him to remind me about that. And I think it's maybe at least a little shorter. But, you know, they have the Tatum survey that he's business conditions that he has been compiling now for all these years. We're the happy beneficiary of that report. Every month, Sam brings it on the show, and we talk about it and give you some perspectives on what your peers are seeing out there across the marketplace. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, a great pleasure to be back on this really chilly morning.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back, Sam, but I was hoping, well, I got to say, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think maybe these numbers are a little better than last time, but not much better, these arrows, I should say.
Yeah, well, we got a mixed group of arrows. Order backlogs are good, employment is not so good, and the month of December was not good overall, but the outlook for the next 60 days is
flat.
Is pretty good.
Well, it looks flat to me.
Not bad.
Okay, but you hear what you just said? I'm looking at a flat arrow, Sam, and you just said not bad. Is this our new normal?
Yeah, slow growth. We're staying above zero. That's nice. It's become the new norm. Our expectations have been lowered.
Sam, we got a president who yesterday said 5 years after the recession was over, four and a half years into a recovery, the president actually said two things yesterday. We need to extend unemployment. It's an emergency. 4.5 years after the recession was over, this is an emergency, number one. And then he said unemployment benefits creates jobs. He actually said that. In what universe, in what bizarro world is any of that, does any of that not take your breath away?
Well,
say that flat is okay, this is weirding me out, Sam.
Yeah, it is pretty spooky. and I'm sorry to have to report it, but it is, I think it's the new norm. What the president said yesterday, I disagree with also. But there's in the employment realm, and we'll maybe talk about this a little bit more later. But in the employment realm, there's something structural here, and the structural thing is that rapid rate of change, which it's hard to keep up with, and so on, and it's the rapid increase in productivity that is structural in nature. And regardless of who's the president and who the Fed chairman is and what quantitative easing and so forth, the structural issue of very strong improvements in productivity won't be overcome by that.
No, that's exactly right. So December was a tough month for your respondents, and
yes,
looking forward into the new year. They felt like things were going to be okay. How much of that you think is empirical, and how much of it is just that just can't be negative anymore? How much of that report is emotional, and how much of it is empirical? And I'm not trying to impugn your numbers here, Sam, but at some point in time, people have to just say, I can't take this anymore.
Well, we go back to the same audience of participants every month, and so when we see a shift down or up or the same. It's the same folks who are saying, well, compared to a month ago, things look better, things look worse, or things seem to be the same. And I think our intent, of course, is that they're entirely objective and looking at the operations of their client companies. But we also know that because they're human beings, that there is an emotional content. But how much of that is emotional, it's hard to judge.
Right. Yeah.
But our intent is, this is reporting month to month. I'm feeling and seeing things either better,
right,
worse, or about the same.
Well, and I will tell you, Sam, my survey, the survey we conduct, is not as scientific as yours is. I mean, it's just an online poll, but it tracks pretty darn close to your arrows. Hold on to that thought. Sam Norwood and I will be right back. We're going to get into the details of this report, sales, investment, employment, etc., after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.